Today is Thursday, March 3rd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I got an email from a listener. I'm just scrolling through here to see. Hopefully I didn't get rid of it. Oh, no, from Dan. And so he says, "Hey, Adam, to give you a current reference to timetables with the U.S. Department regarding passport processing, it's not taking very long for standard renewals right now. I just renewed mine this year. I mailed the application off across the country to the Philadelphia Passport Office on Jan 26th and received my new passport on February 18th. That's just 23 days turnaround time. I can't speak directly to turnaround time if the application includes a name change, but the 10 to 12 weeks people were reporting last year seems to have reduced significantly. Good luck, and I hope this helps." Yeah, I mean, it's all about whether or not I want to risk it, right? I mean, here's the thing. The travel agent, and I have no reason, look, I have no reason to doubt the travel agent. She is Auntie Scott's travel agent, and I'm sure she's wonderful. And it's a silly thing, right? But the thing is, I know what will happen. My name tag will say Joseph. My place card at dinner will say Joseph. They'll call me Joseph when, you know, my bill will say, look, none of that is a problem. I mean, look, that's a first world problem, right? There's a war going on in Ukraine and I'm like worried about what people are going to call me. However, I would like to get it resolved. And I thought I had plenty of time, but now it's, I'm getting told different things for different people. And Dan, I have no reason to not trust you either. It's kind of frustrating, though, and I know COVID has made it even worse, but it's kind of frustrating, though, because I would be willing to pay extra to get an expedited, but even then, they don't guarantee the time. And you know, she's right. I mean, do you really want to risk it? But one thing I want to find out is, for Alaska, all of our stops are in the United States except for one. And so I was just wondering if what if I just don't get off the ship in Canada? And Canada will accept a driver's license for a U.S. citizen. So I think, I mean, I'll have to look at it. So I want to call them because I already said this, but I have a passport card. And I think all I have to do is mail in my book, not the card, and I can mail that in with the form with a new photo. That's the other thing. I hate my current photo, so I'd really like to get that changed, even though I am a couple of years older now than I was when I took that other one. But I was having an ugly day when I took that other photo. It was just not good. The problem is I feel like it's such an antiquated system where you have to mail stuff in and you have to, you know, wait on the postal service. I don't know why you can't go on a website, do a thing, you know, they just invalidate your old one. You don't have to do anything with it. It just won't work or whatever. This is 2022. We could figure that shit out. And then you can't get an appointment. Apparently, you cannot get an appointment anywhere, like any government, anything, because they're all backed up. And I read online that people have called and they can't even get anyone on the phone at the passport office. And so I don't know. So I don't know what I'm going to do, but I'm going to call Royal Caribbean again. Not that I don't trust the travel agent. She is just looking out for my best interest. But I just want to talk to Royal Caribbean and ask them a few other questions about what they would accept and not. And she would do that for me, but it doesn't, I mean, it's fine for me to call them. I don't mind calling them myself. And anyway, so thank you for the email, though. We'll see what I do. At the very latest, I would mail it on Monday because I get a haircut on Saturday. And then my goal would be to take the photo and, and get that all taken care of on Sunday so that I have a photo and then fill out the form and mail it on Monday. So I'm as soon as possible. But I've got to decide what I'm going to do, because if I don't, then I just have to change my name on the reservation, which is super simple. I could do that all the way up until the last minute. The problem is once I mail it in, it's mailed in. So, they need, you can do it with a birth certificate and a driver's license, I believe. So that's one thing I'm going to, because I do have my birth certificate and I have an old driver's license. This is the thing. So when I got my new driver's license with my new name, and it's not even a new name. This is so ridiculous. But when I got a new driver's license with only Adam and not Joseph, they let me keep the other one. And so I have a driver's license that says Joseph. And so I could also take my birth certificate and my driver's license, my old one, and that might work as well. They don't run it through any sort of electronic system or anything, I don't think. All of this, why they can't just, I do not understand why they can't say, oh, look, your middle name is Adam on this, and your name is Adam on this reservation. Great. It makes no sense to me. The whole reason I had to change my name in the first place is because everything had to be in my first name. Why do we have middle names if we can't use them? We should just all have first and last names, and that's it. No middle name, get rid of it. If it's not going to work for legal stuff, get rid of it. I don't, why is it there? My birth certificate lists my first and middle name. So it's all a pile of poop is what I'm saying. Anyway, thank you for your email. We'll see what I haven't decided yet, but we'll see what I decide. If I go back to the old Twitter, there was some talk about, I don't know, Kathy Bacon said a bunch of stuff about what we were talking about in level 13, which is our super secret private club for Mix Minus. If you want to know more about that, you can go over to mixminuspodcast.com. I don't even know if we have information there, but we record Mix Minus on Friday nights at 10 p.m. Eastern at pride48.com. We talk about level 13, but basically if you email us contact@mixminuspodcast.com and say, I would like to be a member of level 13, we will give you your own RSS feed that you can get behind the scenes before and after show. You also get your own Discord channel. So she was talking about something, but I'm not going to go into that. She did say also, this is what happens when you take meth. And there's some article of some woman put a dismembered victim something in a bucket after a meth-fueled sex. But you know, this woman that they've got in this photo here does not look like she takes meth. So she must be a new meth user and not a longtime meth user. And she also says, I think meth takes your appetite away and gives you a lot of energy. Our meth heads used to work at Taco Bell seemed you have to have 20 piercings and face tattoos also to work at Taco Bell. Yeah, I don't know. It's gas stations around here. Or at least I don't notice it so much at fast food places. There must be meth heads at fast food places as well, but I mostly notice it at gas stations. I went to the gas station last night. And this is a small thing. But I was buying a bag of chips. Because I got a sandwich from Wendy's, but I don't like their fries. So I usually just get chips. And I got some dill pickle chips. And I had their new hot honey chicken sandwich, which was actually pretty good. They have fried pickle chips on top of this sandwich. So I had fried pickle chips on the sandwich, and I also had dill pickle Lay's potato chips. Anyway, regardless, I go into this gas station, and I was looking at something on my phone, on Twitter, and I set my phone down so that I could pay. And the guy who was taking my, helping me, looked at my phone. Apparently what the tweet that I was looking at was a movie poster in Spanish. I don't know why, it just was. And he's like, are you like reading your email in Spanish or something? And I'm like, no, that's Twitter. And I was thinking, why are you looking at my phone, nosy? What are you doing? All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.